down from your door. That was Statesboro Blues by the Allman Brothers Band off of the Allman Brothers Band at Fillmore East, considered by many one of the best live recordings ever made of a band, and I would have to concur with that. If you have a chance to get your hands on a copy of that, I would highly recommend it. Welcome to my podcast number 4, early January 2006. It's been a while since I did a podcast, but, you know, the holidays, you know, no time, wrapping presents, all that. But I'm glad all that's over. So I can begin fresh this year, and my first topic for today is me growing up. The past few days have been interesting, for me, to say the least. I've had a heck of a time at work. It's been pretty busy. Got some staff issues. I've been very busy at home, but through it all, I think it's the best thing for me right now to be very busy. I don't have time for nonsense like goofy TV shows or psychic readings or anything during my day that would take time away from my work or family. I mean, after I leave work, I want to go home and be with my family. And that's pretty much it. So I don't have time to go to the movies. I don't have time to do a lot of things that I see normal people do. I guess they're normal people. Maybe I'm not normal. I don't know. But this last week or so has shown me how much I've grown up. And I guess there's a few things that kind of made that click in my head. At work, I had an employee leave, and he went to one of my competitors, and that's fine. That happens all the time, but I'm a family business. I run my business really well. I treat my employees really well, and it's happened before, and it used to really affect me a lot. I mean, it was personal, but now, you know, I just treat these folks so well, in my opinion anyways, that I just kind of shrugged my shoulders and said, well, I'm moving on. So, you know, I grabbed another guy out of the back, asked him if he wanted to move up. He said yes. So I'm training him. I got to get another guy for the back, so I'll start that on Monday. And it's just like keeping the ball rolling. And to me, that is so far from where I used to be. You know, I used to do the counteroffer, why you leaving, you know, this and that. And now I literally just shrugged my shoulders, sat down in that guy's chair, did his work for the day, finished some of mine up later, came in early Saturday morning, got the rest of my work done from the day before, and like I say, I'm just moving on. It's really not affecting me very much. And honestly, when guys like that leave, it's always for the better. You're not hearing the whole story, you know. But that, and then on the way home, I've been listening to, like, old jazz songs. You know, in the past, everybody knows how much I love heavy metal, punk, ska, different types of music like that. But lately I've been listening to jazz, mellowing out, acting old, growing up. So, you know, the things I read are much more interesting now. I've taken up photography as a little bit of a sideline. I guess I'm growing up. And like I say, having a lot of things affect me in an adverse way and looking back on my reactions to them is, to me, it's refreshing and invigorating. So the next time you may face a challenge or think woe is me, do your best to get through it. Look back on the way you reacted and try to improve next time. I have to admit, I'm very happy with the way I've reacted. And with the way I've been treating people. And just the way I've been living my life in general. I'm just very happy. And for some reason, I just wanted to record a podcast segment about that. Thank you.
phone she had in Crescent City. She showed me her pity, lucky me. In a storm so bad, the worst of the autumn, she came from the bottom of the sea. Please won't you stay a while, give me your coat, then we'll fall in love in my boat, you'll be my selkie bride.
That was Frank Black off of his newest, the disc is called Honeycomb. That was the first song, called Selkie Bride. And there are a couple artists that I have to own every single note they've ever recorded, and Frank Black is one of them. From back to his Pixie days, then he went solo with Frank Black and the Catholics. And this one's just called Frank Black. He's got, of course, a super talented group of musicians around him. And just basically everything that guy records, I don't care where it was recorded or how it was recorded, I'm buying it. I'm not stealing it, I'm going to buy it. Because that guy, to me, is one of the best musicians that this country's ever produced. But anyways, I hope you like that and maybe you want to explore his talents a little further. All right, on to something a little more fun, I guess. It's time for a little car talk. About a month ago, I got a new Hummer H3. That's the baby Hummer, if you don't know, if you haven't seen it. You will be seeing it, because it's a fabulous vehicle. I own three Explorers, and I looked at maybe getting another one, and I decided to shop around. I drove a Lexus SUV. I'm an SUV guy. What can I say? I love them. And then I drove a few others, and the new Explorer, and then I drove the Hummer H3. And wow, what a vehicle, I tell you. Awesome on the inside. It's got, you can trick it out with the chrome and everything. And the way I wanted it, I mean, it ended up being about $5,000 less than that full-size Explorer, Eddie Bauer, that I was looking at. Better mileage. The Hummer H3 gets 16 in the city and 20 on the highway. And I just think it looks cool. I mean, I'm super happy with it. It just plows through the snow, of course. It handles great. It's quiet. I mean, it's got XM radio built in, and that's another topic. I love that XM radio. I didn't want it, but now that I got it, I'm not going to be without it anymore, because you can listen to whatever type of music you want. Anywhere from punk to classical to jazz to ska to comedy, sports, blah, blah, blah. Whatever you want, you got it on that XM. So I'm going to have that from now on. But back to the H3. Probably there are two things that are, I don't know if I don't like them or not, but on the H3, the rear seat is further back than on the Explorer, so the area in the back is smaller than the Explorer. However, the passengers have a lot more room, obviously, because the seat's further back. So that's one difference. I don't really consider it a disadvantage, of course, because the seats fold down if you need the big room, but it's just different. Now, there is one big disadvantage, and that's power. The Hummer H3 has a inline 5-cylinder, not a V5, an inline 5-cylinder engine. It works fine up to about 40, 45 miles an hour. I mean, you really can't notice too much of a difference, but unless you're a hot rod driver, then you'll notice a big difference. But on the highway, if you're speeding up from like 45 to 70, if you're merging, you got to learn how to drive a little differently, because it just isn't there. I mean, it just takes a while. I mean, it gets you there, but, I mean, you're not doing any power moves on that thing. But that's not what it's made for. So anyways, a little car talk here from Dan, a very non-scientific perspective of the new H3. If you're looking at a new SUV, you should at least give it a drive. It's pretty cool. Affordable, relatively affordable, if you're looking at a full-size SUV. It's right in there with everyone else. And really, that's probably about the only good thing the GM company's got going right now, is the Hummer H3. That was another guy who I buy every piece of music he's ever recorded, and that was the Rollins Band, fronted by Henry Rollins. He's been around forever, groups like Black Flag, and he does his solo thing, and I buy pretty much every note of music he records, too. That's quite different than the Frank Black deal I was playing you, and that's a song called Illumination, and a great workout song. But listen to this lyric out of that song. I sailed the sea of desolation, dropped my anchor there. Plumbed the depths of isolation, walked its length and was not scared. Went from end to end to end, and from there I went again. The road that only this one knows, off to nowhere, here I go. And the reason I read that is as I was working out, I heard that lyric the other day, I sailed the sea of desolation. And the true sea of desolation is going to happen this week and next week, and that's in the Middle East, in Mecca. The Hajj, the yearly pilgrimage to Mecca, is happening this week. And some people are going to die. That's just, people have already died, actually. A hotel collapsed, probably too many people in it, with those rigid building codes I'm sure they have in the Middle Eastern Third World. But every year, the pilgrims, I guess the Muslims, have to go there at least once in their lifetime. And out of the billions of Muslims in the world, you know, several million show up in Saudi Arabia every year to walk around the holy sites, and there's one in particular that it's almost painful every year to know what's going to happen there, because it happens every year. The pilgrims have to walk through all these holy sites, and they get to this one, and it's called, the act is stoning the Satan, I guess, or stoning the devil, and it's at these pillars called Jamarat. I mean, forgive me, I'm not up on my Muslim stuff, but anyways, there's these stone pillars that have been there, I suppose, forever, and they're sunk into the ground, and around them is this concrete wall. So the pilgrims have to go up there, whip some rocks at the pillar, and then move on. And, you know, that's part of the deal. I don't know. So, of course, these pillars are in this very small area, and there are literally millions and millions of people that are trying to get this done in like a week's time. And if you look on my blog, I blogged about this, www.lifeinthegreatmidwest.blogspot.com. If you go up there, you'll see an article I wrote about it, and you'll see a picture of this area around these pillars. And you'll soon realize that there is no way possible that more people could fit into a small area. It's on a bridge, and literally, there is no way you could fit like one more human being in there. I mean, I just don't understand why they can't get together and say, okay, we're going to like extend this thing to like 3 weeks instead of one, and we're going to let X many people on the bridge at once. And you get up there and you stone that devil and you guys get down off that bridge because we got to keep this thing moving. You know, but that goes back to what I mentioned in the first segment about that leap of faith. And why can't common sense trump religion when people are dying every year in this place? They get up to the wall, and everyone gets excited about something, who knows what, and maybe Abdul was blind, and now he can see, and everyone's happy, and now they're, you know, running up to the thing to stone the devil, and people get crushed. Every single year, people get crushed at the same place, and they will not do anything about it. That's destructive behavior, and that's what I was talking about in that first segment. But it's almost comical to watch it unfold every single year, because you can look at that picture and go, right there, a couple hundred people are going to die because that's a human choke point and they won't fix it. And that's the true sea of desolation. When I heard that lyric, I sailed the sea of desolation from that Henry Rollins song. The Hajj and that area around those pillars, that is the sea of desolation. I mean, I just can't believe that they would never fix it. But, you know, who am I to tell people what they can and can't do, and why they won't fix it is beyond me. I mean, I've just given you a couple simple solutions. Fewer people up there, longer period of time with the Hajj, you know, get a couple mullahs together and say, okay, this year the Hajj is 4 weeks instead of one. It's, you know, because we don't want people to die on their pilgrimage. I mean, whatever. So that's my little take on that. And that's really about all I got to say this week. As always, I very much enjoy these podcasts. I wish I had more time to do them, but, you know, I'm a busy guy, and that's life. So I'm going to leave you with, as I mentioned earlier, Frank Black. I buy all of his music, including the old Pixie stuff. I even buy Pixie's tribute albums. And this is a tune called Gouge Away, remake of a Pixie song by a band called The Promise Ring, off of a disc called Where Is My Mind, a tribute to the Pixies. A bunch of bands got together and redid some old Pixies tunes. So I will leave you with that, and I will see you next time. Take care of yourselves, and thanks again for listening to my podcast. Bye for now.
Gouge away. You can gouge away. You can stay all day if you want to. We'll be right back.